coming to you from Denver, Colorado, the Mile High City. You are listening to My Gay Dad, the podcast, providing you with advice, encouragement, commentary on trending topics, and helpful tips on living your best life. Please welcome your hosts, Alan Wild and the fabulous Richard G.
Okay, welcome to My Gay Dad, the talk show.
Hello.
I'm Alan.
And I'm Richard.
And we welcome you.
Hope everybody's doing great out there today. We are going to get this started right away. First, I have to say, we have listeners in France. That is so cool. I know I'm kind of a small town farm kind of kid, but this whole internet thing is still mind-boggling to me. Hello, France. Thank you so much. To all the other places and people and things that listen to our little tiny podcast, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thank you for the likes. Thank you for the comments. Thank you for the emails. We've got a few that we're going to touch on a little bit later in the episode. And just thank you. It's a great day. It's a great day in America. Get out there and vote. But, oh, last week, National Coming Out Day. Congratulations to all of those who are ready to come out that did. It's kind of, I don't know how to address this, but coming out today is a lot different. I'm not going to preface that by saying it's easier or more difficult, but I am going to say it is different. When I don't want to compare it to when I came out. If you came out, good for you. If you're not ready, good for you. Live your life. Live your life the way you have to live it, with its benefits and consequences to everything that you the way you live. There's a benefit and a consequence. If you're ready, stand proud, stand tall. If you're not, prepare yourself. We had completely opposite coming out way back when, 30 years ago, when it wasn't safe to be out, to be gay, especially in a relationship. My coming out was hate-filled and ugly and tragic. On the other hand, my amazing husband, his coming out was kind, compassionate, accepting. His delightful mother, God rest her soul, was so accepting and kind to me. She told me these words: "I don't care who you are or what you are, just as long as you're good for my son. But if you hurt him, look out." That's what she said. So that was so incredible to me. And my family was not nearly that kind, but I digress. I don't want to go there. So happy National Coming Out Day. Again, live your life, live it proud, live it safe. Do what you have to do. That was my prophetizing for the episode.
Awesome. Live your life. But remember, you only have one. So live it the way you want. Okay, so I think with...
Oh my gosh, here we go with the okay so again.
Okay, so.
Okay, so.
We will start off with a few emails.
This is kind of serious, so prepare yourselves. We got a couple emails for some advice. One thing that we want to offer, we said in our little disclaimer, our opening statement, talk, advice, lifestyle, whatever, however you want to put it. I want to put a disclaimer: we're not professionals. We don't have mental health degrees or mental health experience. The only mental health I have is, you know, in my head. So be that as it may, albeit, we're not claiming to be professionals. We will only try to give you some worldly advice from our experience. Like I prefaced a little bit earlier, we've been out for 30 plus years. It was a very, different coming out for us. We both had different situations with our families, completely opposite. So you can rely on our life experience, but by no means should you take our word as the gospel. We're not professionals. I'm going to say that again. We are not mental health professionals. If you feel like you're having a mental health crisis, please call your crisis number in your area. Call 911 if you feel it's an emergency situation. But above all, be safe. So our first email is from a person named Stephanie, and that's all we're going to say. We're not going to put out her email address or anything like that, but from Stephanie, and she sent us a little drop line, and I'm going to just read it word for word. Hello, my gay dad. I am reaching out to you because I'm going through a rough patch. I have been with my girlfriend for a year now, and she is leaving me. She said that I don't treat her the way she should be treated. I know I can be hard to be around, and I take her for granted. I know I am being a bitch, but I can't stop myself. I do love her. How can I stop her from leaving? She said that the breaking point for her was when she brought me lunch at work. I yelled at her. She was being needy, and it was embarrassing. I don't have contact with my family. When I came out, they asked me if I was sure I was gay. They said that they didn't know what to think. My mom was upset she wasn't going to get any grandkids. I couldn't stand that. And if they didn't accept me for who I am, then they didn't need me in their life. So I'm reaching out to you. Thanks, Stephanie. Well, Stephanie, it sounds like you have a lot of stuff going on. Let's first address the rough patch statement. We all go through those. We all have rough patches. We all have stress and difficult times. But again, you will get through this. It may not look the same on the other side, but you'll get through it.
Well, okay, so I'm not going to be so PC. Stephanie, it sounds to me like you're doing exactly what you did with your parents. You don't understand where your girlfriend is coming from, and you're having a hard time, and I get that.
Wow.
And you are running away from it. I think the first step is to ask what's going on and maybe try and understand where your girlfriend's coming from. Maybe she wanted to surprise you at work as a kind gesture because she felt the relationship was falling to pieces. And that was her effort to
make amends.
Make amends. Maybe
reach out.
Maybe put forth her effort to make it better. But I'll tell you what, you have to figure out what's going on with yourself. I think you need to address your parents. And I think you jumped to assumptions and made too many assumptions with your parents. In your letter, and that's all we have to go by, is that they didn't understand. Your mom was disappointed because she wasn't going to have grandkids. Well, life has changed. We have kids. Maybe your parents were going through a difficult time trying to understand and look at your point of view. So instead of helping them to understand, you left. No contact. I don't have the whole story, and I will apologize for that. But I do think that it would be in your best interest, Stephanie, to reach out. Send them a card. Say, I love you. I'm thinking about you. Give your phone number.
But don't expect anything in return.
Do not expect anything in return. Put forth the effort, but don't expect a response. That's all you can do. And that's all you can put out there. But as for your girlfriend, I think you need to make more effort, really. Go out of your way. Surprise her. But don't do it just one spurt and think it's done. No, you need to do constant effort. If you love her like you said you do, then you need to reach out to her and talk with her. And when you feel like you're being a bitch, stop. Say, I need some time, and change your attitude.
Yeah, it kind of says, you know, it sounds to me like when you said she was being needy and it was embarrassing. Unfortunately, I think that says more about you than it does about her. You probably have a lot of anger and resentment, you know, towards your parents for not having contact with you. One thing I can tell you, unfortunately, my dad had a preconceived notion of what gay people were. He had a terrible example from someone that he witnessed doing terrible things. And he equated that to the gay lifestyle. He equated all of those negative things, drug use, alcoholism, partying. He thought that was what I was going to be. He wanted more for me than that. So I can kind of understand his fear, his trepidation in me coming out and his anger towards me. But Stephanie, you have to look deep in your soul. If you find that you're being negative towards her, if you do love her, take two steps back, take a breath, and just breathe for a moment. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Think it through, take two steps back, and breathe. One thing I've always told the kids, always, if they had a problem or, you know, if they were in a situation, I would always tell them, paint with a wider brush. Look at the situation from all sides. Paint it with a wider brush. Just make sure it's a wide view from where you sit, from where you stand. Who knows? Your girlfriend could be going through the same acceptance of herself, of her lifestyle, fears, however that works out for you.
And I'm going to close that on what I always told the kids, and I will quote from the Iron Giant, Stephanie, you are who you choose to be. You are who you choose to be. So it really depends on how you choose to be with your girlfriend, and that's really in your court. The ball's in your court.
But Stephanie, we wish you the best of luck. Contact us again. Let us know how it's going. I hope that we helped you. Be proud of yourself. Be proud of who you are. And be kind. Just be kind. In this day and age, we all need a little kindness.
Definitely be kind. So thank you again. And we certainly appreciate it. I will move on. And, you know, there's something that is really bothering me. This is just crazy. This is insane. Last week, we talked about Dolly Parton. She released her Christmas album.
Nails on the chalkboard.
She released her Christmas album, Holly Dolly Christmas.
How can you go from something like that to this?
Oh, my God.
Okay, here's how.
Terrible segue.
Here's how it is.
Terrible segue.
Okay, this is why I'm upset.
Okay, I'm listening.
She released today another version of the album in 8-track. 8-track. Who in the hell listens to 8-track? And what are you going to do with it? They don't sell 8-track makers. What is the purpose of 8-track? Oh, players.
Wait a minute. She actually released it in 8-track format?
8-track.
Oh, my God. Shows you her age. Sorry.
8-track. Crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
And guess who's coming back to Showtime?
I couldn't tell you.
Dexter.
Oh, ugh.
Michael C. Hall is returning to Showtime in his role as Dexter, and it will be starting to film in the winter, and they're expecting to release it next fall. Fall of 2021, I believe.
Although I have to say Michael C. Hall is a very attractive man. I am so not into that blood and guts killing thing. That's his thing, not mine. I find that the world is filled with such negativity. Why do you have to portray that on the TV screen? I like to watch a movie to escape and ignore reality for a minute. Heck, if you want to be frightened, just watch the news. Reality is much more frightening than fantasy. So anyway, hey, we were talking about our parents earlier. I have a funny, silly joke. It's pretty silly. You know, when I was a kid, my mother, she told me I could be anyone I wanted to be. Unfortunately, turns out identity theft is a crime. Okay, I know. I told you this was going to be one of those podcasts. Oh, wait, sorry. Talk shows. Did you see that Drew Barrymore has a talk show now? Drew Barrymore. E.T. fame. Drew Barrymore. Phone home. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, that was so weird. That was a Glee moment. I watched a little bit of it. And although I've always liked Drew Barrymore, it felt like she was overacting her responses and her introduction. It just felt very put on. But check it out. I think it's called the Drew and You Show or the Drew Show. I don't know. It was kind of crazy, but fun. It was fun. Oh, you know what else? We were talking about Dolly Parton earlier. Oh my gosh, this one's so funny. What concert can you go to that only costs 45 cents? You know, only 45 cents.
What concert?
Yeah. It stars 50 Cent featuring Nickelback.
Get it?
50 Cent, Nickelback, 45 cents. What a deal. Okay, I'm done with those for now.
Okay.
I know. We had to lighten the mood. It was getting a little serious in here. It's getting a little serious. Oh, speaking of serious, oh my God, what is going on in the political world? I don't get this whole Supreme Court justice rush through appointment. And again, I don't want to offend anybody. Where you stand is where you stand. This is my opinion. He's accusing the commander-in-chief is accusing the Democrats of wanting to pack the court. Well, let me tell you, friends, he is in the process of setting these people who believe the way he believes, who want the thing that he wants, and as much as they say they are independent, their opinions don't matter, that they are unbiased. I'm sorry, but this Amy Coney Barrett person, if she was any kind of forthright person that she professes to be, if she had the integrity that she sits there in her chair of judgment, I believe that she would say, let's hold off. This can wait 3 weeks till after the election. The orange turd can still appoint her after the election. I may be wrong, but that's kind of my research. Oh my gosh. The Supreme Court right now, the majority conservative, two of the justices, Alito and I want to say Thomas, I apologize, I should have that in front of me, have already come out with their dissent and their distaste and their disagreement with same-sex marriage, marriage equality. They're looking to overturn it. This Amy Coney Barrett, who is going to fill the Honorable Ruth Bader Ginsburg spot, she is going to undo. She's exactly opposite of what we need in this court. Her religious beliefs, her stance on same-sex marriage, our rights are under attack.
Well, the fact that she refers to homosexuality.
Oh, God. Don't even get me going.
A preference, a sexual preference.
Mind you, her words are very selected. This was a purposeful saying. Being gay is not a preference. I mean, it's not like choosing chocolate ice cream over vanilla ice cream. It's not that I prefer men over women. It's who I am. My sexual orientation is gay. It's not a preference. If it's a preference, you could choose not to do it. You could choose not to do it. But if you're listening from America, please just be informed. We just recently have gotten the right to marry. These people are conservative and they can't look outside their little circle of their own perfect lives to say, hey, there are other people. There are other ways. I don't understand it. Again, if you're in America and you're undecided on how you're going to vote, but the most important thing is to be informed. Take a look at both sides of the issue. both positive, negative outcomes, pros, cons, Democratic, Republican. Just be informed. That's all I ask. Just be informed.
And vote.
And vote.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break for our advertisers, and we will be right back.
Please stay tuned for a message from our amazing sponsors.
All right. Thank you. Welcome back. We're happy to have you. My Gay Dad, the talk show, and the podcast. I am going to start off with more letters of advice. It's kind of ironic because Richard had mentioned the national coming out. So I'm going to take it from there.
Are we doing another advice column?
We're going to be doing three this segment.
Oh, my goodness.
So
does anybody remember Miss Manners? Dear Abby, I need to get me an Abigail Van Buren kind of name for our advice column. Send us suggestions for my advice name. Gosh, I can't even think of one right now.
Miss Smelly, don't be smelly.
Oh, no. You know, like Abigail Van Buren was Dear Abby, and oh my gosh, I can't think of who was Miss Manners right now. Molly Manners, I don't know. But anyway, send me your suggestions on what my advice name should be. So, here we go.
Okay. Anthony.
You didn't say, okay, so.
So. Okay,
okay, so. Serious, breathe in, breathe out.
Anthony writes, hello, my gay dads. He even used dads. That's cool. Anyway, I don't know what to do. I am gay and I haven't told anyone.
Oh my God, this is the wrong show. Oh no, sorry, this is the right show.
This is the right show. I am afraid that my family will disown me and my friends will hate me.
You could be surprised.
I see other gay people and they're so happy. I want that. I wake up every day and I just know that there is something more out there for me. I am the good son. I go to my parents' house. I help them out as much as possible. I go to church with them. I know that they are going to be disappointed in me. And that hurts to even think about. What should I do? Should I tell my friends? How should I come out to my parents? I am so confused and I don't know what to do. I just know that there has to be something more out there. I want to be happy. I can't be in another relationship where I'm faking every part of who I am. I hate having to kiss and hold hands with a girl that always wants more from me, and I just can't give it. I had a crush on my friend in college. He was so beautiful, funny. He was good at everything he did. I couldn't tell him how I felt. I was too afraid. Should I tell my parents and my friends or not? Thank you for your time, Anthony.
Oh, Anthony, I don't want to be flippant, but your parents already know. If you're in college, and I would bet they already know, they're probably just waiting for you. Just like we said earlier, take a step back, breathe, and remember, Anthony, you are a human being. You have feelings, and this is about love. It's not about, it's just about who you love. Everybody always equates the sexual part. It's about the companionship, the camaraderie, the relationship. Oh, goodness. I bet your parents already know. They may just be waiting for you. Take a step back. Love yourself. Believe in yourself. Go for it.
I think, Anthony, that you do need to be prepared. Not all of your friends will accept you. Your true friends will love you no matter what. And as for your parents, be prepared to feel that disappointment. But you are who you are. And your life and your happiness matter. So be ready. But at the same time, Anthony, be happy. You deserve it.
You deserve it. It's a frightening thing to try and accept that for yourself, let alone asking other people to accept it. And again, reach out. There are, again, not to compare then and now, but when we came out, there weren't that many resources. There weren't that many places to go to explore. 30 years ago, it wasn't cool and trendy like it is now. There wasn't the positive attention put into same-sex adoptions back then. Kids, family, you were always on the fringe of it back then. And I'm not saying it's easier now. Again, every story is different. But there are so many resources and so much acceptance. The young kids today are amazingly accepting. Even some adults have changed in my life, have changed their views. It's the way you live your life. Be a kind, decent, happy person. And you'll find the acceptance will overwhelm you at points in your life. Public decency leads to public acceptance. Another one of my sayings, along with the paintbrush. Public decency leads to public acceptance. Anthony, stand up, stand proud. Tell them kindly, tell them with love and compassion in your heart. And just know that you're strong enough to get to the other side. If it's an uphill climb, if it's a chasm, a deep, chasm, then you're strong enough to get to the other side. Believe in who you are, love yourself, and you deserve it. You deserve it. Ready? You deserve it. Together now. You deserve it.
Okay, and Anthony, one last thing. Make sure you preface it when you talk to your parents that you're the same person that you were 5 minutes ago, 2 days ago, 15 years ago, and you'll be the same person tomorrow. So with that, we will move on to weird beauty treatments of Hollywood's elite.
Oh, please don't tell me this is a lip story.
Oh, there's lip. I'll give you lip.
Don't even tell me this is a big duck lip story. What is the deal with these people who want their lips to be huge? I don't get it. It's not attractive, but
he'll be happy to know that it's nipple treatment.
Oh my God.
This is new to me.
Okay, we'll start with Suki Waterhouse.
What?
I have no idea who she is.
Who is she?
She rinses her hair with Coca-Cola.
Oh, the acid in it's supposed to be really good.
And the sugar is sticky.
Ugh, gross.
Okay, so the orange is the new black. She, Laverne Cox, you all know her. Anyway, she is big on facial treatments. She uses Jergens baby shampoo.
And might I add, face wash. Laverne Cox has got a beautiful face.
Face wash. Face wash.
Face wash?
Face wash. She says that, and I quote, "If it's gentle enough for a baby, it's gentle enough for my face."
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
She's awesome. Okay.
Margot Robbie.
Oh wait, I know her.
I don't.
Margot Robbie.
She was in a...
Isn't she the Suicide Squad girl with the...
I believe so.
The different colored hair, skinny, pretty attractive.
Anyway,
the last thing I thought I'd be talking about today is Margot Robbie's nipples.
She uses nipple cream.
Wait a minute. What is nipple cream? What's the difference?
Nipple cream, she believes that using lip products... Carmex, Chapstick?
Chapstick. Are we supposed to be saying name products?
She believes that lip products are addictive and they dry your lips out more than necessary. So what she uses is nipple cream. She said that she is a conspiracy theory. Lip balms usually have additives and they dry your lips out.
Oh, wait. So she uses nipple cream on her lips?
She uses nipple cream on her lips.
Okay. Soft and supple, kissable, suckable. Kind of the same. Kind of the same. Kind of the same. I mean, I don't know. Should you start putting comments on your butt?
Maybe.
You know, how about if you're...
If it's thirsty.
If you're chapped, how about some, a little bit of Carmex, you know, ring around that hole. Oh, please. To each their own. I don't get it, but I don't... What I don't get is, why is this in print?
I don't know.
Is my life that boring that I have to talk about Margot Robbie's nipples?
Here's something.
I've never seen them. Oh, God, here we go again with this.
If you like it, then you better put a ring on it.
What does that have to do with nipple cream?
Beyonce...
Oh, God, here we go. I am not a Beyonce fan.
I like
her. Not.
Anyway, she and her makeup artist, Sir John, revealed an unexpected brow hack. She probably spoke with all of the drag queens, and they told her, if you want to control those brows, use glue sticks.
Super glue. No, not super glue. Not glue super sticks. Glue sticks. That's right.
She uses glue sticks. The purple kind you just paste on and then use your little eyebrow thingy and brush it out.
Thingy.
Okay, Chloe Grace.
Okay, again, we're going through Hollywood strange beauty tips. If you just joined us and you're like, these guys are high. No, we're not. It's Colorado, but no, we are not. Hollywood's strange beauty tips. Strange to us, maybe not to you, but strange to us. So far, I'm ignoring that. So far, Margot Robbie does nipple cream on her lips. Laverne Cox does baby shampoo on her face. Let's see, who else? Beyonce uses glue sticks to control her eyebrows.
Who's Chloe Grace?
Chloe Grace Moretz. We should really research these people so we could tell.
I'll have pictures.
We're a little unprepared today, I think. It's been a crazy week. It has been a crazy week in our lives right now. The weather's changing, yard work, jobs, and this talk show / podcast thing. Oh, God. Anyway, Chloe Grace Moretz. Chloe Grace Moretz. Okay, she washes her skin with olive oil. Straight up washes her skin with olive oil. I like olive oil. I cook with olive oil. If my hands are dry, I'll put olive oil on my hands. If I have, I'll explain this at a later date, but if I have eucalyptus sticky on my hands, I'll use olive oil to take it off. It takes off automotive grease. I like olive oil. Tastes good. Sometimes I'll even put some on my lips. But I don't know about the whole washing your face with olive oil. How do you get it clean?
I have a strange beauty secret. I use olive oil in my beard.
Yeah, that works. I think olive oil is great. I love it. It's cheap. Better than nipple cream.
Better than nipple cream.
And just think, if somebody's licking, then it tastes like olive oil. Just slide right out.
Who's licking my beard?
Oh, you're just... Okay. Next.
Okay. So, next. Kesha likes to use men's hair dye, or actually it's just for men.
Wait. Stop there, because if you tell me it's on her nether region, I am over. Because that ain't just for men.
No, she uses it on her eyebrows.
Oh, just for men. Is that Kesha with the dollar sign still, or is she back to something else?
I think it's something else.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. Anyway.
Okay, so we're going to move on to the ad agencies.
Wait a minute. Ad agencies. We went from weird Hollywood... Okay.
There is no Flo.
Is our time up yet?
Flo is gone. She left the building.
Oh, my God.
Okay, ad agencies are struggling to find the perfect tone for Christmas, and it's because of COVID.
Oh, you mean tone, like atmosphere? Like, should it be joyous? Should it be serious? Should Tone
not like, as in they don't know what kind of ads they want to run because they believe that
whether they're sentimental or whether they're spend money.
Exactly.
Whether they're your parents are going to die because if they get COVID, buy them everything under the sun because this might be their last one. Is that how you're referring to tone?
Well, they usually produce commercials that tug at your heart. But with the rate of depression
during COVID... He doesn't have to worry about that because he ain't got no heart.
No heart. Nope.
Oh, whoops.
Nice. Nice. That was his Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, you have to be a little older to notice that, to know that reference. So, hey, send us an email. Ask. We'll tell you.
So, we do have viewers in UK.
Hello, also, UK.
And
can't wait to get our first. I keep interrupting him. I'm not really interested in the ad for Christmas. I don't know.
But anyway,
I cannot wait to get our first listener viewer from my homeland, Italy. Yep. Can't wait. Someday I'm going to go there. Come on, COVID, get out of here so I can go.
We are on iTunes. Yeah, iTunes, we're on Google, we're on Spotify, and I mean, it's growing. We're on a huge list, so
again, tune in. Again, thank you for your likes.
Yes, thank you.
Communicate with us, especially if you're from a faraway, distant land. It'll make me feel like I have some effect, so please communicate with us. If you're around the block, say hello, please. Send us some correspondence. We'll write back. We'll talk. Give us some suggestions for our material on this silly little show. Let's see. What else? I got to stop saying the word like as a filler. Like, oh, my God. Like, I'm like so confused. Like, it's like such an American like thing. Oh, my God. Oh, sorry. We're going to have to edit that out.
Anyway. Moving back to the ad agencies. So the headlines are reading that Boris Johnson has canceled Christmas.
Boris, and wait a minute. He needs to get a hairdo before he can cancel anything.
He needs a hairdo.
He needs some of that nipple cream on his scalp. Yeah, massage it in. Smooth that mess out, girlfriend. Smooth it out.
The point is,
he's all trying to be
the
serious.
Agencies don't know what to do. They really have no clue because here they've got people thinking Christmas is canceled. You can't have groups of people, more than five, I believe. And in UK, it's five.
Oh, okay.
And so...
Six.
It says right there. Six.
Six. Six people.
Placing restrictions on gatherings of more than six people in the UK. The mood is plummeting.
What if you have 12 kids? Do you just pick and choose who gets to leave the house?
Well, God, I love them every day. Every minute of every day, I love our kids. I love them, love them, love them. Anyway, back to Christmas.
Yes.
Santa Paws.
Santa Paws.
No. Finish. The mood in the UK is plummeting because Boris canceled Christmas. Gatherings of six or more are restricted, and they are the headlines relating to it like Santa Paws. They're putting it on pause.
Pause.
Pause. Okay.
Okay.
Finish reading your thing.
No, I'm finished.
Stop interrupting me.
The agencies are left scratching their head as to the direction to take.
But see, if Boris used a little bit of that nip cream in his head, they wouldn't have to scratch. Hopefully we're keeping your attention enough to where you're not falling asleep with your headphones on, listening to this disjointed, very informative, funny, but disjointed show.
Very informative.
Talk show. It's a talk show.
It's a talk show.
Does anybody remember Johnny Carson? Oh my gosh. I was flipping channels last night through a bout of insomnia. And on one of the obscure local antenna channels, something like 32-7 or something, I don't know. Johnny Carson was on TV. And he is drop dead, full belly laugh, hilarious, absolutely hilarious, filthy. I'm surprised he didn't get censored on TV. I mean, that man, his insinuations, filthy,
But that's what I love about him. Good old-fashioned physical comedy. It's not political comedy. It's not that comedy that you have to think about to get the joke. It's just plain and simple, physical, silly comedy. If you ever get the chance, flipping TVs, insomnia, bored, nothing else on TV, check out Johnny Carson, The Tonight Show, all those, you know, the older shows with the physical comedy, Dick Van Dyke, Lucille Ball, Mary Tyler Moore, Rhoda even. Just
I love Rhoda.
Great physical comedy. Reading Rhoda. Oh my gosh. Reading Rhoda. That Reading could be Rhoda. my you know, Abigail Van Buren, Dear Abby, Reading Rhoda.
Okay.
If you're reading Rhoda.
No, I don't want to be reading Rhoda.
Then I get to be making Maude.
Ugh. That was another really good, funny show. Maude. The Jeffersons. Just great, great TV.
What was the one that did, hey, hey, hey?
Just Happening.
Fat Albert.
That was a cartoon, and you can't say that anymore.
Fat?
Yeah.
Or Albert?
You can't say.
Hey.
Height to weight ratio restricted. I don't
okay.
know. Okay.
Anyway. Okay.
Oh, we have crossed a line here.
Yep. One line or two?
We have crossed the line.
Or several.
I am going to hit you with one more letter, and that will be the last one for us for the day.
Yeah, back to seriousness. We got a letter from...
Charles.
So Charles has to... Oh, goodness. Back to seriousness.
I'll take this one. Hey, my gay dad. My friend
told... He really didn't write it in that voice.
My friend told me to listen to your podcast because you're gay and my dad is gay. You said I could write for advice, so here I am. I don't know what to do with my life. I am always being bitched at by my mom. She's always on my ass to do something. Oh. Take out the trash, mow the lawn. I'm 23 years old and I pay my mom rent with the money that my dad gives me. I shouldn't have to even lift a finger. I am only staying here to help her out. My parents sent me to college, and when I was gone, they decided to get a divorce. My dad decided he was gay. My mom has a chip on her shoulder, and she acts like I owe her. I didn't even want to go to college. I didn't ask her to pay for anything. I didn't turn my dad gay. It's like that judge said. It's a preference. It's not my problem if my dad preferred men over my mom. I moved in with my mom because I lost my job, and my dad said he and his new boyfriend are just starting out and it would be difficult having a third person living with them. I think he is worried that his boyfriend would fall in love with me instead of him.
Get over yourself.
I want to tell my parents to grow up. They have a responsibility to me to be a parent. I am the one that has been out of a job for a year, not them.
Get off your ass.
I'm the one who is suffering here.
What?
Should I sit my mom down and have a talk with her? I think I need to set her straight. What should I do? Charles.
I guess I kind of let it out of the bag, huh? That's the way I feel about that one, you entitled little jerk.
Charles. Chucky.
Just remember, your parents brought you into this world. They can take you out.
Here's the thing, my man.
Don't even think about the whole gay dad issue. Let's concentrate on your narcissism, selfish jerk.
Okay, so here's the thing. Charles, you should set your mom down. You need to have a talk with her. You need to tell her, I am so sorry. I treated you so poorly, and I am going to do everything in the house that is needed. You're not working, and you're paying rent with the money that your father gives you? Let's grow up a bit.
It's guilt money.
Let's grow up. You're old enough. What did you say? You're
23.
23 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
How special.
You know, just because you're paying rent... It's still your house. It's still your mother. Mow the freaking lawn. Are you kidding me? Oh, goodness sakes.
Just do something. It's your mother, for God's sake. Get off your ass and show a little appreciation.
And I would expect...
Who's going to wipe your ass when you're not with your mother? Or when, God forbid, they're gone?
If you don't like...
Grow up.
If you don't like her house, her rules, if you don't want to clean up after yourself or her in her house...
Pack your bags.
Move. You should stand your ground. You should pack your things. And you should say... Adios.
Stand on your own 2 feet. And then you can address the gay dad thing. Because he's probably going through enough guilt and trepidation and difficult situations himself trying to understand this. Same with your mom. She probably, why me? Why did I do that to him? Why did he choose that? Why does he? Okay. Put somebody else first for once. Don't be so selfish. Charles, you're a grown man. You're 23. You have a lot of life to live. It's going to be sad and lonely if you don't learn how to put somebody else, give your kindness and understanding to someone else.
You really should be kinder. You need to step out of yourself and really pay attention.
And it's her house.
Think about your dad. Okay, it's not a preference for one. I believe... that your father, he probably was attracted to men and he has felt that way for some time. And he was trying to conform to society and to do what his family, I don't know the situation, but.
We only get limited information here, so.
You have to be understanding. And I swear to God, Charles, if you ever say anything of that sort to your mom, the point is,
say that.
If you insult your mom by telling her something as low as, it's not my fault he chooses to be with a man over you.
That says more about you than it does about her and the situation. Charles, I wish you the best. I do. I wish you the best. But darn it, gosh, just be a little understanding.
A little.
Just
or a lot.
Show a little bit of compassion for somebody else besides yourself. You got a roof over your head. You have food to eat that your mother probably bought and cooked. And you know, just understand that she's going through a lot, too. Maybe just a little compassion, Charles. We wish you the best. Love yourself. Love your mother. Honor your mother. Honor your father. Just put yourself in their shoes for a moment to see what they're going through.
And in closing with this letter, Charles, I'm going to suggest buy your mom flowers. Write a letter and say, Mom, I love you and I appreciate everything that you do for me. Because at this point, you're old enough to take care of yourself, and therefore you should. And to give your mom a hard time for her asking you to do yard work or housework is just insulting. So
just remember, she used to wipe shit off your ass.
And you're no longer her responsibility. So anything that she does after your 18 years is just done out of love, and it needs to be repaid with gratitude.
Sorry, Charles. Don't mean to be so harsh, but your letter was very one-sided, and that's how we interpreted it. Again, we're not mental health professionals. This is just from where we stand or sit or lie or however you want to do it. Charles, we wish you the best. Be kind, love yourself, and love and honor your parents. They're going through stuff too. So,
and that's our backwoods down home opinion.
Backwoods down home opinion. Reading Rhoda.
Mark and Maude. I don't know. Anyway, hey.
Okay.
Why should you never buy Velcro?
Oh, because it's a ripoff. Whatever.
What do you call a guy who murders breakfast?
This is our silly joke section, by the way.
Serial killer.
It's all in the delivery. It's all in the delivery. Hey, why is this person sitting here next to me suspicious of the stairs? Because they always lead somewhere.
I had to read this 2 or 3 times to even get it. Maybe my delivery will make it better.
What do you call a lot of killer whales? That means many. What do you call a lot of killer whales playing musical instruments?
What do you call them?
An orchestra. Ba-dum, bum. Orca, Orchestra? I had to really think that one through. Okay. Yeah, sure.
I used to have a job ripping up paper.
Ripping up paper? Why did Alan hate his paper ripping job? Because it was terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible. Oh, my God. Here. This is painful.
Terrible.
Who did this thing? Oh, jeez.
What did Richard do when he was afraid of the elevators?
He took steps to avoid them. He took steps to avoid them. Oh, my God. Okay. Here we go. I know it's October, but I decided that I am going to have a New Year's Eve party in outer space.
Outer space? How in the hell are you going to work that out?
I'm going to plan it. Outer space, plan it. And this really is his courtesy laugh, by the way. Outer space, plan it, get it. Dun.
Halloween is coming up pretty quickly. The stores are packed with candy. You know, there is one thing I wanted to know. Why are skeletons so calm?
Because nothing gets under their skin.
Nothing. Get it? Bones?
Ay, ay, ay. Why did the bicycle... Okay, all right. New low. Why did the bicycle have a hard time standing up?
Why?
Because it was too tired.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I once had a job at a prison library.
Oh, yeah? Did you like it?
It had its pros and cons.
How does the polar bear build its house?
Polar bear.
How does the polar bear build its house? Igloos it together. Igloos it to get. Oh, my God. Okay. I promise you, next segment, I'm going to do the stupid dad jokes. Okay?
We have an opening for our new writer.
Yeah, we have two openings for new writers. Italy, send me your stuff, please.
Yes.
Send me a response from Italy. Oh, my God, I'd be so happy. Thank you. Thank you, France. Thank you, UK. Thank you, the world out there. Thank you, America. Please give us some likes. Send us some emails, some correspondence. Tell us what you'd like to hear. This ain't an easy job. But we're sticking to it. That's my story.
And our email is mygaydad@allenwild.us. I will include it in the links below. Thank you and have a great day.
This is Reading Rhoda signing off. Thank you. Adios.
Marking Mod. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to My Gay Dad, the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss out on any new episodes. Follow My Gay Dad, the podcast on socials and visit mygaydad.cc to keep updated with fresh content. If you enjoyed the show, make sure to leave a review. Until next time.